Bahrain, what is going on? 9:07 right now in the morning, and it's Wednesday already. It just sneaks up on you after a 4-day, but I'm not complaining because I like Wednesday, and not only because it's bingo night, but it's also Wellness Wednesday, which means we are joined by the one and only DJ Renaissance. Welcome.
Good morning, and it's nice to be back. I hope you had a nice holiday weekend. I'm glad to hear that. I have a special guest with me today. We have Mr. Don Willis, who is a retired CS1. He's been retired for a little over a month now, but I saw his business card in a group WhatsApp we had, and as a Nurse Corps officer, we just had our 115th birthday earlier this month.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. We don't look a day over 30. And so I needed a cake, and as the senior nurse officer, it's sort of kind of my job to do this. So I reached out to Mr. Willis, and I said, hey, what can you do? And so originally I was thinking, because again, it's my money, my cake, I wanted carrot cake. And then a very good friend of mine, this is Commander Benson, who is the pediatric nurse practitioner, she said, does it have tree nuts in it? And he said, yes, it has walnuts, and she's allergic to tree nuts. And friends don't kill friends with EpiPens, so I said, hey, thank you. No, I've known Commander Benson since we were ensigns together at Officer Indoctrination School, so we're going on 17 years of friendship, and I'm going to miss her. I'm not swearing, but I'm going to heck a miss her. And so I reached out to Mr. Willis, and we're texting back and forth. He said, can you do red velvet? He goes, yes. And that cake was smack your mama good.
Mm. Wow.
And so we had him not only make this incredible red velvet cake with the Nurse Corps and happy birthday 115th, but I also asked him to make me 12 gold lamp-shaped cookies, because Florence Nightingale, she used to carry a lamp to go from like bed to bed to take care of the soldiers or the injured troops. So I had him make me 12 gold sugar cookies. They were fantastic. And so as I ramble on, when I was on AFN in Spain, I would have my CS1 come on and he would talk about food safety. I don't eat animals, so I'm the last person to talk to you about proper cooking temperatures for meat and different things. And when I found out that Mr. Willis is a retired CS1, I said, hey, he's like, do you want to go on the radio? He's like, yeah. So here he is. So without further ado, Mr. Willis.
Good morning, everyone. Name is Daniel Willis. Like I said, I retired, did 22 years in the Navy. And then now I retired in Bahrain. So now I opened up my bakery and I'm doing very well for myself. Very blessed.
Awesome. Good to have you on. We'll take a quick break and we'll get into the health of summer that you need to know. That's not about burning your car down with sunglasses.
AFN The Eagle, the best music of yesterday, today, the day after tomorrow,
the second Thursday of each month, a week ago last Wednesday.
Any month that ends with Y. Serving America's best.
Bahrain, good morning, 9:13 on a Wellness Wednesday, and we're doing it. We're doing Wellness Wednesday. We're focusing on summer safety. There's a lot of things that can go wrong in summer from what I've been hearing. You can burn your car down. There's a lot of swimming. Water's dangerous. A lot of grilling. Grills are dangerous. There's a lot of sun. The sun is dangerous. So we got a lot of stuff to go over. What should we cover first?
We could go over a few things about, barbecuing, defrosting food, definitely cross-contamination, and we got also how to, basically the danger zones, we talk about food temperature and everything else like that.
All right, so grilling, obviously, is kind of like the summer mainstay. You think of summer, you think of hanging out, you got the grill going.
Father's Day is coming up, yep. The grill master.
Father's Day is coming up. I should Google when that is, so I'm not a bad son. But for all you good children out there who want to have a nice, safe holiday for your father and not poison him or blow him up, potentially, what are some things we should know about cooking up?
A few things I would say, definitely, first off, you should be able to, clean the grill and making sure carrying cleaning water, soap, obviously, have some paper towels and bottled water. Cleaning it. one of the biggest things I think people tend to forget too is the prep, meal prep. You know, people think, you know, you take a frozen steak, throw it right on the grill. You know, you should definitely throw it out, you know, to give it a little temp. So you, once you put it on the grill, it cooks thoroughly and throughout the, you know, throughout the meat. So I think a lot of people, you know, we rushing and we trying to hurry up and throw stuff out there, or also even refrigerating it, making sure that it stays in the refrigerator up until it's time you're ready to throw on the grill. You know, sometimes we just leave it outside right by the grill thinking, oh yeah, it's going to be okay. But and just making sure you're cooking it properly through. Again, cross-contamination, you're talking about pork, or you, if you're using, you know, regular red meat, you know, the different temperatures you use to cook. Also, you got, you want to go through the danger zone. The danger zone, we talked about when leaving food out, 40 degrees Fahrenheit through 140. We call that the danger zone in between with food, meaning that it could possibly, you got almost just about between, we say 4 hours, but we, you know, just say three, just to be safe that you left it out in between that time that it needs to be cooked or cooled down and refrigerated. Also, like even when I tell people, even on the grills, when you on the grills, Nate, the grill, you always gotta make sure, you know, you have some type of some water around, you know, fire hydrant, you know, everything else like that to make sure that you know, no fire, anything else happening that way, because we know we tend to not think about the things. We just think throw some meat on the grill, all in all, it's good. It's no, it doesn't work that way. Also, check your temperatures. Fish, you know, it's supposed to be 145, ground meats, 160, eggs, 160. And you, again, we talk about poultry, ground or whole, it should be about 165.
So I've seen my dad do this. Is it bad practice to defrost meat by throwing it outside in the sun?
Definitely, definitely a bad move.
That is bad practice? Oh, no.
Yeah, because if you look at it, like I said, that goes back to prepping. You know, you try to do it, you know, a day or two before, depending on what type of meat you have, if you can. You know, if not, then you just got to run it under cold water, constant cold water, or trying to throw it in the microwave. But either one of them, especially with the microwave, you got to cook it immediately right after you thaw it out from the microwave, because that almost took 75% of that. We talk about the danger zone, that took about 75% off of that. So you pretty much got about an hour left to cook that food that you end up trying to hurry up and rush and thaw out in the microwave. But if you, you know, you have the time, you know, prep it, like I say, a day or two before, it makes it so much easier when it's time to throw it on the grill and it, you'll cook it properly. And then, of course, it'll taste a lot better too.
Okay, so you're not only being safe, but you're also getting a better product. I'll have to scold my dad about that one. I think he's just like, mom told him, like, hey, do you take the chicken out of the freezer? And he's like, yeah, definitely. And then run out and defrost it in the sun.
That's how it always
don't
works.
Don't tell mom.
Yeah, right. I never told, but right. We might have been getting a little more sick than we usually should have been. So there's grilling. What is there any other food safety tips you can give us?
Just even after you finish grilling, you know, when you do the leftovers, you know, it lasts up to 24 to 36 hours. You know, just making sure that you label them, which I know we don't do in a lot of households. You know, they just like, hey, we just throw in there, and then we have to keep leftovers for like Thanksgiving and all these other holidays for what, weeks?
Still runs
like,
out.
Yeah, exactly. It's food in the refrigerator. You know how moms tell you, oh, it's food leftovers in there. I'm like, mom, that was 4 or 5 days ago. That's supposed to have been already gone, you know. But we still do eat it. It's still, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't get sick from it. But it's just safety practice. You should only get you to 24 to 36 hours, you know. Or another good thing is if you do leftovers, freeze it, you know. Throw it in the freezer. That kind of helps, you know, for the shelf life of that. So that's another thing, you know, that if you kind of like a meal prep it, you know, you only eat about so much of this, just kind of, you know, do that and freeze it, and it'll last a little longer too for that. So
I have a question, please, because I know that when people make food and then you have your leftovers, how long are you supposed to let it stay out of the refrigerator before you refrigerate it? What What's that guidance?
So that's basically the same way we talked about when you're talking about once it's already cooked or
once you've already cooked something. And so I don't know, you're not supposed to just take it straight hot and put it in the refrigerator. What are the rules?
Correct.
Please?
So that's the danger zone, as we talked about. So you looking at it a total of it's 4 hours, but I always just tell people 3 hours. You know, you what you're trying to do, like if you have something, let's see, that would take so long to cool down, maybe something like chili. It takes a little longer than it would be for maybe chicken to cool down, right? So with that, what you probably want to do is put it in a cold bath, you know, sit it under some ice so it could cool down a little rapidly, faster. For chili, vice versa, for chicken, it maybe only take maybe 30 to 40 minutes to kind of cool down to get you into the refrigerator. Because even if you do, some people will rush to try to put it in the refrigerator, and all that's doing is bringing up the temperature in the refrigerator that you already have maybe things in there like eggs and other things that, you know, could possibly mess up the other food that you have in there. So
that makes sense. And apparently, I've been doing all this stuff so wrong. I had no idea we couldn't just go right to from warm to refrigerated.
Well, you've lived to tell about it, so you didn't die.
I have. Not maybe the best life I could be living, but now I will be. Very insightful stuff. We'll get to a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
AFN the Eagle, with the $1 million guarantee. You give us $1 million and we guarantee we'll play any song you want. Surfing America's best.
Bahrain, 9:26 right now on a Wellness Wednesday, and we're talking food safety. Apparently, I have been doing all wrong, but I'm still alive. I'm still here. I made it through the break. I have not keeled over yet. And we're talking more the civilian side, more the stuff you do on the weekends, but you're a former CS,
yes.
Retired.
Yes.
CS at heart.
Yes.
Still, nonetheless.
That's right.
Even in full garb right now.
Yeah.
Not in a Navy uniform, but you're dressed ready to go.
Always ready to go.
Talking about the runway.
That's right.
Don Willis is wearing a burgundy chef's toque with accents of hot pink, or macho pink, as one of my friends would say.
I like
On
that.
His left shoulder, he has a pen pocket, of which he has a pen there, and he's striking.
It is very striking. It is cool to see.
And his shop is beautiful. And so I remember you said that you got a local national help design it. And so it's in pink colors, and it has sort of like a wavy white design, so it looks like it would be like icing dripping off of things. It's just very aesthetically pleasing. And again, just to go there, and it has the cases of all the different baked goods there, and he has lollipops for the kids, and
yeah, I love it.
You know, it's a lovely place. His bake shop is called J.M. Willis, and it's located in the Curve Mall over in Adelia. And it's a nice, relaxing area. There's a place where you can sit outside on the deck, or you can eat inside the restaurant, but it's a beautiful bakery.
Before the days of the bakery, though.
Uh-huh.
Before you're in Adelia, you were on many a ships, from
yeah.
what you're telling me.
Definitely, I was in many a ships. I started out in Norfolk. I was on the...
most of us do.
Yeah, right. Started out in Norfolk, man. I was on the LPD, Ponce. I did that for 5 years. I left, did some recruiting duty. I left that, and I said, oh, okay, where am I going to go next? I went to Japan, and I did 2 ships out there, aircraft carrier and a cruiser. I left that. I thought I was going to shore duty in Walter Reed, and I said, guess what? Nope, you're going to go to Conference. So
psych.
I did that when they had to do the relief out there. But, you know, that
Hurricane
was
Katrina?
Yes,
or in Haiti?
The Haiti, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, excuse me. So we did that, and you know, ended up turning out very helpful. You know, it was very great experience for that. I can definitely say, even though in the beginning I was like, man, I just left Japan, deployed, but it ended up turning out really good. And then after that, I left from there, and then I went to Bahrain, 2017. I've been here since and retired out here.
So when you are doing CS type things on a ship and you're mm-hmm. feeding massive amounts of people, How do you make sure that you're keeping your food safe? And are there certain SOPs that you follow, et cetera? How do you, because again, you're trying to make sure that everybody stays healthy on the ship, but they're not getting, you know, cross-contaminated. How do you work that into what you're doing as a CS?
So as a CS, you know, me, far as me supervising, you know, we try to not, we try to give everyone a different product. Like if you're, if a person is, we usually do two main products, you know, so one person be maybe, make cooking chicken, grilling chicken, or, you know, frying something, and then the other person may be dealing with pork or something. So we move, we let that person just deal with the pork side, and then we let the other person, we assign someone else the other side for either as a burgers or whatever else they got that person doing. And then, obviously, another big thing people don't think about is the salad bar side. We, that's totally opposite of what everybody else do. We have our own salad bar person or a few people, depending on how big the ship is. That's totally, and you know, that's what they do. And then even on the recipe cards that we do give them, it tells you the temperatures, what it's supposed to be at, and everything else. So it's like a guideline that they can go by and use. And so we always have temperature around, even in the galley, galley kitchen, as we call it. We always have temperatures up, even on the equipment. You're supposed to have the temperature was supposed to be, if it's for you cooking fish or if you're cooking French fries and things like that. And a lot of things also people don't realize is even when you're, say you're frying fish in a fryer, you don't put French fries in the same fryer you fry the fish. But a lot of people may make sense to some people, but some people might think like, oh, we can still do the same thing. But no, you know, we just, again, cross-contamination for that stuff like that too. So
when you go to your culinary A school, where do you go and how long does it last, and do you ever go to advanced culinary schools? And
so yeah, when I joined, my school was in Chicago. San Antonio, Texas. So I went there for like 6 weeks, and we were we had the Air Force in there with us. We were dual we had them in there. Air Force and Navy. So we did that, and they showed us about 6 weeks worth of schooling, and the Air Force, but they were more so, they let them
steak and lobster.
Yeah, they gave them, and they told them it was almost pre-made stuff at the time. It was like, you just put it in the oven and you know, you go on it your way. You know, when we started out, it was always a lot of things from scratch, but we have been falling away from that and been having pretty much pre-made stuff, and that makes it even more you got to be more careful with that, because now the stuff that's pre-made, you know, they got to get it at a certain temperature and things like that, and always, you know, wearing gloves. A lot of we tend to forget to do that, but I did that in San Antonio, Texas, and then they'd have sent you to a couple of schools if you qualify. Like I sent me one out in Florida. It was kind of like, if you've not heard of Johnson & Wales.
Yes, in Rhode Island.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So they had some members out there trying to train us for a little while. They showed us some ice carvings and things like that to do. That school was about maybe 6 to 8 mm-hmm. weeks. So it's pretty cool. Never learned the ice carving thing, you know. The baking side of it, it was myself. I just done that, learned that from my grandmother and self-taught. So it wasn't nothing that so much that I did it in the Navy. It was just things that I already knew. So,
and with this being Wellness Wednesday, obviously we do focus on the wellness and the health part of it. So do you ever have dietitians who look at your menus to make sure that there are balanced selections for the sailors and Marines on your ships?
Yeah, we do. So we do have that. I want to say the Navy went to like we have a green menu, we call it. I want to say that's what we call it now. But it's just, it gives you options. That's why we talked about for options, like when we got the salad bar and we try to add more things onto the salad bar. Also, like options as far as trying not to do the fried food so much, because now you see they took a lot of the fryers off the ships, you know, trying to eat more healthier. So you're kind of like you throwing it in the oven. The oven's kind of almost like an air fryer, trying to sense that's how it's supposed to operate for the pre-made food now that they get now, and throw it in the oven, it makes it look like it was fried or tastes like it's fried. So that's kind of the area where they be going now with the Navy. They're trying to make it a lot more healthier. So that's why they kind of took the fryer out and things like that. So
it's good to know.
Well, we are war fighters. At the end of the day, no matter what uniform you wear, you gotta be fit. You gotta be ready to go. You can't be picking out on the fried food all the time. And I've never been on a ship, so I can't attest to those galleys, the fine work you do on ships, but the Blue Jacket Bistro here on base, the galley on NSA Bahrain 2, top notch, especially for all the options, because they do have some unhealthy options. But for other every unhealthy option they have, was it like the red, yellow?
And green.
And green. Mm-hmm. So the greens are healthy. They got like three greens, and there'll be like two yellows, and then there'll be like one red. So you have no excuse. You can still have a treat. You can still have some fun. But we are in the armed forces.
That's right.
So go for the greens. Get well, get better, and we'll get back to some music. Here is Jumpin' by Pitbull and Lil Jon.
You're listening to the station that thinks it's cool to wear black socks with Bermuda shorts. Ain't we pretty? AFM The Eagle, serving America's best.
Bahrain, 939 right now on a Wellness Wednesday, and we're talking wellness. And we cover all aspects of your livelihood, your health, doing well for yourself. And we're talking about food safety. We got a retired CS1, now entrepreneur, a baker, and health expert. Is there anything else? Am I missing any other credentials?
Do you have any hobbies?
And a father. I'm definitely a father. So.
How many kids do you have?
I have two boys, two girls. Yeah.
And these are quite the range of age.
Yeah, they're 19 almost. One's about to be 18, and 14 and 8. Yeah.
And I will brag on Mr. Willis. All of his children have the same initials, JMW. And it's basically because he didn't want to have to get monogram towels for everyone. So that's why he had JMW for everyone. It's just, it's interchangeable. You get a neutral color and just pass that down.
It definitely worked, right?
And he named a bakery after it. So it's very easy to remember. A father of four, gotta be a wise man. And summer is here. A lot of bad things can happen. A lot of danger. A lot of water events. The sun, especially in Bahrain. We've been, I think, lucky so far where we're at. End of May, tomorrow's June, and it hasn't been that bad. Am I crazy, or has it not been as bad as last year?
Definitely is a lot better. I've been here since 2017, so
right.
You know, I've done many summers. So yeah, many summers I have. So this is definitely one of the better ones. So I laugh when people say, "Oh, it's so hot." I'm like, "Oh man, you didn't see nothing yet," you know. So.
Last year was insane, and I pray we do not get back to 130 for like 2 months straight.
Yeah, it was.
I think the coldest it got, like at 1 a.m. one day, it was like 110. It was like the coldest it got in between July and August. So it's going to get hot. Hopefully not that hot. I don't think it will. If we're already at June and it's not, and we're still in the 90s, I think we're good. But it does get very hot. And one of the things you have to know about the heat is hydration. Things that can help hydration. And there are plenty of things that can dehydrate you. Can you speak to some of those things?
Yeah, so, you know, again, now it's summertime, so guess what it'd be? A lot of people want to party more, probably more drinking. So even though, you know, you are drinking, we're not telling you just drink responsibly, but also, you know, making sure you hydrate, because even with drinking, you know, it does dehydrate you a lot faster. And a lot of people don't notice that. Even when I tell people, you know, you dehydrate it when you kind of like, you look at your lips and they kind of dry, you know, that kind of gives you a sign it's too late, you know, it's already late in the game. You should be already drinking a lot more water, especially out here in Bahrain with that heat. Definitely need to drink more than anything else. Trying to carry a water bottle or something around with you, you know, it's really great. I'm guilty of that too, because even when I get busy, especially when I was in the kitchen and things like that, I be working so much, and you kind of tend to forget, oh, let me, you know, stop, hydrate. But that's why what helps me to remind me that is when I have a water bottle. I just at least have it near me, and it helps me out for that. But definitely,
that's
right.
Water
so definitely hydrate. I say that all the time. I know people want energy drinks. Again, I'm guilty of that too. You know, I need that quick pick 'em up. You know, but still, hydration. That's what most of our bodies made of, water anyway, right? So definitely hydrate.
So you mentioned energy drinks, and those are caffeinated. And What is it that is dehydrating? Is caffeine dehydrating? Because I know coffee is dehydrating as well.
Yeah, so what it is because it's not, natural, from coming from water, that which you really need. And then with that caffeine, that's what kind of, as you say, takes away from that, But once you, it's not saying that you can't have it, but, once you have caffeine or any drink, make sure you follow up with some water too, to kind of, it's not say diluting it, but it just kind of give you that balance, so.
The medical term for caffeine and such is a diuretic, which will make you urinate more. And right. So just making sure that, again, if you are having a caffeine, that you are replenishing it with water. One problem that with energy drinks is, again, it's empty calories, and really only people who are extreme athletes who need those electrolytes need the energy drinks. And so when you think of little kids in particular, if they're not being active and they're just chugging down Gatorade, Powerades, those different types of things, that is additional calories that the body does not know that it needs, because your body can't tell the difference between 16 ounces of water and 16 ounces of an energy drink. Yet with the energy drink, there's calories and chemicals and sugar and such, and that's not healthy for you. And so even if you just take your energy drink and water it down for a bit, just so you dilute it, you want to try to make the healthiest decisions as you can. As Don was saying, is drinking responsibly, whether it is alcoholic beverages or even caffeine, but making sure that you're getting adequate amounts of water. The brain is like 70% water. It's mostly water, and alcohol is called hydrophilic. Hydro means water, philic means love. And so if people tend to have a little too much to drink and they don't feel so great in the morning, it's because the water went straight to the brain, the alcohol went to the brain, and so your brain's dehydrated. So making sure that you are drinking water through the night when you are out with your friends socializing, because again, that is it's good for your brain, but it's also good for you because, again, you don't want to overindulge. Sometimes adult beverages, they can taste really good and you can have too many and you don't know it hits you. And again, that's where, like, the bad decision fairy just loves to have a heyday with this. And so if you're going to drink, make sure you're drinking responsibly. Maybe have an adult beverage, have a water, have some snacks, because again, that can help slow down the processing and the metabolizing of the alcohol. And so again, it's just be responsible with what you're doing. And obviously, you mentioned you lived in Japan. I did 4 years in Okinawa over two tours. They have a very low tolerance for blood alcohol levels, like 0.03 here in the Middle East. Again, they don't tolerate this. And you have to protect what you earned. And so we're not saying don't, but if you're going to, make sure you're doing things responsibly. Get a designated driver. Make sure you always have a plan. Call for a taxi, etc., because again, we want you to be able to come back the next day, the next weekend, so you can hit the fleet.
Very important stuff. If you're gonna drink, what is it? I think it's like for every one drink you have, whether it's one beer, a glass of wine, or
a shot of alcohol,
have like 12 ounces of water with it. That's what I've heard. It's kind of nerdy. Someone might make fun of you, but you know what? I do it, and
right.
I do not feel bad in the morning ever. So little safety tips here and there, they can make or ruin a day or worse. So don't go doing anything crazy. We'll be back with some more wellness tips after this music break.
AFM The Eagle, the only radio network big enough to kick butt and take names. Serving America's best.
9:53, Wellness Wednesday, wrapping up a very informative hour that we covered a lot. We covered food safety, how to heat up, how to cool down food, which apparently is important. I just figured it just happened and didn't really matter. All of the important things that go on in the kitchens of a ship. We've been talking about hydration, dehydration, diuretics.
Diuretics, yes.
What's the opposite of a diuretic? What's something that keeps you hydrated?
Well, not necessarily something that would keep you hydrated, but salt can make people retain water, and you don't always want water retention.
Is there a fancy word for that?
I can't think of a word that...
I'm throwing you on the spot right now.
Yes,
this
and
is a
so...
quiz.
Well, we're not playing beat the fleet right now.
No,
but I can't think of a medical term that for retention, but again, the opposite of a diuretic, which makes you lose water, retention makes you hold on to water. And that is not a good thing. People can get congestive heart failure. And so again, that causes water retention and causes swelling. So people would be described diuretics, which will make you urinate a lot, but again, it helps get rid of it. So you do not want to retain water.
Okay. Sorry for the tangent.
No worries.
I leave the floor open to you two. You can... have some final words.
I defer to you, Mr. Willis.
I just appreciate you, y'all having me on. You know, this is my first time really on the radio, even, you know, being able to be blessed again to do this. Like I said, I did 22 years in the Navy, very happy, proud to do that. It's just been a great journey for me. And I just thank you guys for your support. And anytime that y'all need me on, just let me know. And I brought you guys some snacks, a little goodie bag. We call them Scooby snacks, but I know just eat enough of them. I know you say it's healthy, but it's still very good.
Well, there's eggs, which are healthy.
Yes, it's true.
Yeah,
it's,
like, and that. It was baked with love, and you have to share. That's you have to share with your colleagues downstairs.
Yeah, sharing is caring.
Is for sure. One of the biggest things, and whether it's food safety or not, is washing your hands. And so, as you know, with preparing for food or having gotten out of a global pandemic for 3 years, hand washing is something very, very important. And so that just prevents the transmission of all different types of germs to keep us very, very healthy. And I would like to say a shout out. If people are going to go to the Navy Ball, that Mr. Willis has been commissioned to bake the cake for the Navy Ball.
Ooh.
Yes. I was so proud. He told me that. I was just so happy. But again, the cake that he made for us, that red velvet cake with the cream cheese icing that wasn't, and it had the cream cheese taste to it, it was smack your mama good. It was wonderful. And it's fantastic. So again, come to the Navy Ball. I don't know where it's actually going to be. It's October 12th. But Mr. Willis is the baker for the Navy Ball cake. And I'm just so thankful that our paths crossed, and to have him provide the cake for our birthday for the Nurse Corps, but then also to have him provide his culinary knowledge on the radio for things that I can't speak about. So I thank you for that. And I always just have a few of my little commercials for the clinic, because it wouldn't be DJ Renaissance if I didn't. Again, the Pink Clinic, which is the Process Improvement Non-Delayed Contraceptive Clinic, that is Wednesday mornings and Thursday afternoons for any woman seeking any type of contraceptives. If a woman is seeking the Plan B pill, she just needs to go to the pharmacy for this. And if people are looking for PrEP, which is an HIV prophylaxis, that needs an appointment with your provider, because, again, that requires labs. Again, Genesis, the electronic health record, not the band, they are coming out on the 23rd of September. And so just like in the summertime, were you expecting traffic delays? There will be traffic delays. And so one thing we'd like to impress upon everyone, and we need to blast this out, is because of the record transmissions and such, if you are in need of medications, making sure that you're getting your 90-day supply, et cetera, well in advance. Because again, with the transition from Alta, our current electronic health record, Genesis, there are going to be delays. We want to make sure that people are getting continuity of care, even despite the delays. If for those who are getting immunizations out in town, please bring your immunizations record to our immunizations department. We can upload that into our electronic health records and then scan it into your record for that. And again, we posted on Facebook, and thank you for AFN for posting it as well. If there are people who are interested in getting dietary consultations with our dietitian in our parent command in Sigonella, the contact information and the email is there. Braxton out.
Easy day. Listener, thank you so much. We'll see you next week. Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Here, closing us out, we got the birthday boy, Waka.